DeepEnglish.com.
Cheating Death, Active Speaking, Part D. The Robertson family left Cornwall on a 43-foot wooden boat named Lucette. What was the boat named? The boat was named Lucette. What kind of boat was it? It was a 43-foot wooden boat. They were off to see the world. Little did they know what dangers were around the corner. Were they off to see the world? Yes, they were off to see the world. Who was off to see the world? The Robertson family was off to see the world. Did they know what dangers were around the corner? No, they didn't know what dangers were around the corner. Dougal's oldest boy, Douglas, explained, "Father's planning for this journey was zero." What was Dougal's oldest boy named? Dougal's oldest boy was named Douglas. Did his father do a lot of planning? No, his father didn't do a lot of planning. His planning was zero. We didn't have a practice sail. He was stamping on the floor and shouting, "Yee-haw!" He was actually living his dream at that time. What was his father shouting? His father was shouting, "Yee-haw!" Who was living his dream? His father was living his dream. After a year and a half of sailing the world's oceans, disaster hit in the Pacific. Where did disaster hit? Disaster hit in the Pacific. How long had they been sailing the world's oceans? They had been sailing the world's oceans for a year and a half. Douglas remembers the calmness of the day shattered by the noise of wood cracking. What shattered the calmness of the day? The noise of wood cracking shattered the calmness of the day. The bottom of their boat was struck by a pod of killer whales. Was the top of their boat struck? No, the top of the boat wasn't struck. The bottom of the boat was struck. What was it struck by? It was struck by a pod of killer whales. The sound was like a tree trunk snapping. Was the sound like a pencil breaking? No, the sound wasn't like a pencil breaking. The sound was like a tree trunk snapping. Three killer whales continued to follow the sinking boat. What continued to follow the sinking boat? Three killer whales continued to follow the sinking boat. Killer whales are not considered dangerous to humans, yet the family feared they would be eaten alive. What isn't considered dangerous to humans? Killer whales are not considered dangerous to humans. What did the family fear would happen? The family feared they would be eaten alive. Scrambling on board an inflatable life raft, the family of six plus a student hitchhiker left the boat and hoped for the best. Did they leave the car? No, they didn't leave the car. They left the boat. What did they hope for? They hoped for the best. The killer whales soon got bored and left. For the Robertson family, the nightmare was just beginning. What did the killer whales do? The killer whales got bored and left. What was just beginning for the Robertson family? For the Robertson family, the nightmare was just beginning. Their limited supplies of dried bread, biscuits, onions, fruit, and several cans of water only lasted 6 days. Did they have lots of supplies? No, they didn't have lots of supplies. They had limited supplies. Did they have dried bread, biscuits, onions, and fruit? Yes, they had dried bread, biscuits, onions, and fruit. What else did they have? They also had several cans of water. Would the supplies only last for 6 days? Yes, the supplies would only last for 6 days. Following that, they used containers to catch rainwater and hunted turtles and fish to eat. What did they hunt? They hunted turtles and fish. What did they use to catch rainwater? They used containers to catch rainwater. Sometimes, when there was no water, they drank turtle blood. What did they sometimes drink? They sometimes drank turtle blood. Worse was to come. After 16 days, their inflatable raft became unusable. What happened after 16 days? After 16 days, their inflatable raft became unusable. So the six of them crowded into an even smaller inflatable boat they had on board. What did they crowd into? They crowded into an even smaller inflatable boat. For 38 days and 38 nights, they drifted on the ocean. How long did they drift on the ocean? They drifted on the ocean for 38 days and 38 nights. Finally, help came. A Japanese fishing boat had spotted their distress flare. Who spotted their distress flare? A Japanese fishing boat had spotted their distress flare. Dougal Robertson had fought in World War II and been sunk by the Japanese in 1942. Who fought in World War II? Dougal Robertson fought in World War II. When was he sunk by the Japanese? He was sunk by the Japanese in 1942. He vowed never to forgive them. This changed in 1977 when the Japanese boat saved him and his family from the ocean and near death. What did he vow never to do? He vowed never to forgive them. Did this change in 1943? No, this didn't change in 1943. This changed in 1977. Living from day to day connects us with something primordial within. What does living day to day do? Living day to day connects us with something primordial within. As Douglas explained, I never regretted the trip, even in the darkest hours. What did he never regret, even in the darkest hour? He never regretted the trip, even in the darkest hours. In a funny kind of way, life had a quality to it, the quality of survival, the reward of seeing another sunset and another sunrise. Was there a quality of survival? Yes, there was a quality of survival. Was there the reward of seeing another sunset and another sunrise? Yes, there was the reward of seeing another sunset and another sunrise. We felt like wildlife must feel in the jungle. What did they feel like? They felt like wildlife must feel in the jungle. To live another day was our only goal. What was their only goal? To live another day was their only goal.